USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The special grand jury in the Fulton County election interference case released Friday a report that shows the grand jury recommended indictments against 39 people, but DA Fannie Willis ended up only charging 19 people under the state's racketeering law used for prosecuting organized crime. Some of those grand jurors recommended an indictment against South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who says he doesn't regret the actions he took to investigate the 2020 presidential election in certain states like Georgia.
I wouldn't change anything I did because I owe it to the people of this state and really the country at large to figure out. Accusations are being made, they're flying, just to sit by and do nothing, which a lot of people on the left would like us all to do, just shut up and be quiet.
The IRS is cracking down on millionaires that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. The agency announcing it's launching an initiative funded by the Inflation Reduction Act to increase auditing on large businesses and the wealthy. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is announcing charges against former police officer Mark Dial for the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Eddie Izzari last month. Dial and another officer were pursuing Izzari when Dial shot Izzari through the driver's side window after his vehicle came to a stop. Krasner confirms he showed the video of the shooting to Azari's family, and the family said they don't want people to get violent in response.
They do not want any criminal unrest. They do not want any rioting. They do not want any looting. They do not want anyone to claim that what this video depicts or the nature of the case or the event itself justifies any criminal behavior.
This is USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Wall Street is closing slightly higher to end the week. Renewed fears the Fed may hike interest rates more than expected kept many investors on the sidelines. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 75 points to close at 34,576. The S&P and NASDAQ were also in positive territory. The floating border wall, which is meant to deter illegal immigration into Texas, is not going anywhere fast. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says it works.
Ever since it's been put in place, there has not been a single illegal border crossing, either in front of that barrier or anyone trying to swim under that barrier.
The Justice Department is suing to get the border buoys out of the Rio Grande, arguing it violates international treaties. Trekkies across the globe will always hold a special place in their heart for September 8th.
Space, a final frontier.
The world first met Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock on this day in history, September 8th, 1966, with the premiere of the television series Star Trek. There have now been 11 Star Trek television series, as well as 13 movies. Today, September 8th, is now celebrated worldwide by Trekkies as Star Trek Day. Live long and prosper. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it! On the jumbo truck.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.